Amazing Race Specialist Kyle and McKenna are back, and we are here to talk episode 8 of this season of The Amazing Race. And it was an interesting one. It didn't feel like a normal episode of the race. We have had, you know, legs that don't have a detour before, but I don't know. It felt so different because everyone's starting times were so weird and so far apart from each other that it really only left like the top three teams racing against the top three teams and the bottom three teams racing against the bottom three teams. And really for a long time, it was only Han and Holden racing with slash against Melinda and Erica, and then Carson and Jack having to play catch up.
Yeah, which they did. I figured they would, you know, that wasn't a surprise. This was an interesting episode. I think it was probably the weakest one of the season so far, because the tasks weren't that interesting. Like, they weren't.
And there was a useless info in this episode.
Oh, there was so much. Yeah. We only had one roadblock, no detour.
No detour.
It was a lot of route info.
And it was just like, go here, go here, go here, go here.
Yeah, go here, go get in the water. That was it. Go open up the shop. The shop was cool. Watching all those people dance in the water was fun. But, like, you know, it wasn't
the sculpture garden. Why?
Okay. I have to say one thing about me. I love sculpture gardens.
Yes.
I absolutely love the sculpture. But we didn't hardly see any of it. Like, they just went and got the clue and left. And Yeah, it was just like, what is the point of a lot of what they're doing?
My fiance always says, like, it's for the culture of it all. It's for, like, the experience of
it. It was cool. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it was cool, like, to see the
how culture. Often are they being like, oh, you know what? Whoa, that statue looks really cool right now. Like,
they're not
doing that. So it's just like, for me, it's just like this frivolous, like, stop for no reason just to make them go to another part, another section of the race. Like,
they kind of jammed a lot in here, but they didn't do much with it. Like, they went to the sculpture garden, that was cool. They didn't do anything there. They went to the shop, they didn't do anything at the shop.
Challenge this episode was navigating public transit, or like,
I guess, yeah.
Their feet? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, even the roadblock itself wasn't like the greatest roadblock in the world. It was fun, but it wasn't.
It wasn't nearly as intricate of a dance as I thought it would be.
Yeah. Nobody seemed to have much trouble with it.
Like, so they start out, Alyssa and Josiah, 7:34, and they rip open the clue, and they have the opportunity to go for an express pass. But it's posed almost as a fast forward, where, like, one team can go somewhere else and do this thing, or you can just continue on in the race. And obviously, Alyssa and Josiah, with a great lead, like a 40-minute lead or whatever, they go for the express pass here. And then Brett and Mark leave at 8:10, and no, we have no shot at the express pass. Let's just keep going in the race. John and Anna also do the same thing. They leave at 8:33, so that's our closest time gap, is Brett and Mark and Jonathan and Anna.
Is that 23 minutes?
Han and Holden then jump to 9:47 because they hit the U-turn. And then Melinda and Erica 10:06. And then Carson and Jack 11:15.
Oh my goodness. So that's about 3 hours. That's about 3 hours in between the teams.
And 11:15. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, that's like the biggest gap that I can recall. I mean, like we said, this was two different legs being run at the same time. Like, the first three way ahead, the bottom half was way behind. Carson Jack really did have a long way to catch up. Like, they really had a long way.
It was
way.
Insane. They placed fourth.
Yeah. So it's incredibly impressive. Like, they are such a good team.
Mm-hmm. So Melinda and Erica had a little bit of navigation issues, but Alyssa and Josiah, they go for the express pass and they have to run over hot coals. But apparently Josiah hates hot things. He likes lukewarm chocolate. He not hot chocolate. So this was one of his biggest fears. And really, this is reminding me of like fast forward kind of vibes and not express pass kind of vibes. And I feel like when we got the fast forward, that was more express passy, where they just had to go and find the car and then they were fine.
Yeah. When they did the express pass before, it was at the roadblock this season. And other teams could see who was going for it and who wasn't. And you could see once somebody had got it. So in this instance, it was like, it's in a totally different place. You have to go out of your way to do it. And I think that kind of discouraged everybody else, because it's like, we don't want to waste the time going all the way over there. But if it was at a roadblock or some other kind of challenge where everybody was there, that probably would have encouraged other people to try it, or they would know for sure that somebody had already got it. So I think it was kind of a huge advantage for the first place team in this leg.
Yeah, it was like almost the rich get richer a little bit here.
Yeah.
But so then we get some route info where you got to go to this lake and pick up a cross from inside the lake that this priest throws. And both team members have to go into the lake. That was like a point where I guess, like, I don't know why it was a point to be said. I get that it's a point to like be put in the clue, but I feel like maybe someone would be adverse to going in the water. I thought there would be like a point of either someone messing that part up or someone being like, ew, I don't want to be in the water, or something like that. I don't know. It felt like,
well, didn't Josiah say it was cold too? He doesn't like the hot, he doesn't like the cold.
And I think, Mark was like, Brett, you have to get the cross. Like, Mark was just like in the water. But they get there first, Brett and Mark, with Alyssa and Josiah getting their second. Brett and Mark don't see a team this entire leg of the race, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Yeah, they were very dispersed.
They ran this entire race by themselves, where Alyssa and Josiah met up with Jonathan and Anna on several occasions. Mm-hmm. And then the final three teams were decently intertwined. But then they had to, from the lake, they had to go to this Kleck shop. But they could not use a taxi. It had to be on foot or bus or metro. But Melinda and Erica reads the clue and she saw must travel by taxi, not must not travel by taxi. So they've been traveling around by taxi the rest of the leg, and also still come in last.
I mean, and it was funny because Phil, he didn't have to tell them, right? They would have gotten a penalty had they gotten there before, but he just kind of twisted the knife there a little bit. I kind of liked it because I was like, no, you're not getting away with this. You're going to know that you messed up.
Yeah, I was like, Han and Holden have to get lost somewhere, or I don't know, like Holden gets hung up at the dancing, something to where like this taxi situation comes into play. No, yeah. Phil just goes, hey, you read that clue?
Yeah, you read that. Why don't you look and see what you messed up? Like, oh, that was so funny. But you knew it was going to happen.
It was like, I can't check you in just yet.
And then the last by the way, you're the last. That would have been so cruel. But it always happens whenever it says, like, you must not travel by taxi. Somebody always does, or you know, you must travel on foot. Somebody takes some method of transportation. And they also got hung up on the self-driving part of the leg as well. So, yeah,
they were having all around like navigational issues.
Yeah, they got messed up on that. They got lost. They got, oh man, it was a bad leg.
Well, we'll get to the cipher in a minute. the collect shop was so fun and interesting. Like, I would have liked to see other shops. Just like, I want to go to Bulgaria just to see these little like shops, because I'm in New York City all the time and we have like just the stands with like newspaper, gum, candy, soda, or whatever. And so it was like that, but in a hole
underground
that you had to like kneel to go see. Oh. And it was wild.
It was really cool. And like, I wish that they could have done something in there. Like, you know, you've got to sell something to somebody, or you got to,
or whatever. Sell 30 packs of gum and 20 Mentos, you know, that kind of thing.
That would have been cool to see them down there and handing stuff up. But it was cool to see anyway. I've never seen something like that. So
I didn't even know that kind of thing
right out of the building. Like,
they must, since the clue was like, open the collect shop. They must just normally have the doors open and you can buy things or whatever. I doubt they are closed doored all the time.
Right.
But yeah, there was an Amazing Race like 37 graffiti on the collect shop and a little tiny flag that it was hard for the majority of people to see. Brett and Mark kind of got it right away, but without being like, oh, Amazing Race thing. They were like, maybe we just open this.
I think the story of this episode was like, everything was right in your face the whole time. Like, it was just there and people didn't see it, whether it was the clue or this or the cipher, which we'll talk about. Like, everything was right there and it took some people a long time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Which I can't blame them, by the way. I'm not saying that I would.
No, yeah. I would not, just be like, this is a metal cabinet for, like, I don't know, things that I shouldn't be touching.
Yeah. Be like, well, surely this isn't it.
Because it's not like what I would be used to, you know, how the metal doors, how, like, they close at the mall.
Yeah.
Like, I'd expect a shop door to be, like, more like that. Not
I wouldn't accept like... the door in the side of the building.
Yeah. Okay, and also, Carson and Jack are on the bus to the collect shop and find the wood guy from last episode, and he shows them, like, what a collect is, and collect means to squat or kneel down. And I thought they were going to keep this guy with them the entire time, try and see if he could run the leg of the race with them to, like, help them navigate. Because people have done that before and just, like, stolen people and are just like, help me, please navigate this part of the world. So I thought they were going to, like, take the woodcutter guy and be like, all right.
Yeah, now decipher this for us. Yeah, that was my favorite moment of the episode, was when they just found... Like, I mean, I can't recall that happening before. Like, he's just a guy. He's just a citizen on his way to somewhere, and they just happened to find him. Like, how crazy is that?
That was so just, like, brilliant.
It was amazing.
So after they hit up the collect shop, that clue is to go to the library, and they have to complete a cipher from Cyrillic to English. And I was also confused once, you know, they got there with the dial, but I don't know. I feel like it would have been my intuition to be like, all right, I don't understand this. Let me, like, flip around this cipher and not just, like, leave it. It's not bolted. So I don't know. I feel like I would have eventually picked it up, not been like, all right, what do we do?
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I mean, good thing I would have been with you, because you would have done it immediately. I don't know what I would have done, to be honest. This is one of, like, thinking, I'm like, how long would this realistically have taken me to figure out? Like,
it would be the ciphering part that would have been. I don't know. It wasn't clear on how each dial worked with, like, the letters. So is it like three letter words or whatever they, like, did each letter and it moved the back, or was it just the top? Like, I couldn't tell.
Like, they didn't focus on that as much. Like, it seemed easy. I don't know how easy it was, but once the teams figured that out, like, they solved it pretty fast. And it seemed like the challenge more so was actually figuring out to turn it around. Like that yeah. was the challenge. And once like, you got it, it seemed
that
like
that is your challenge to turn that was it over. Like
I mean, that was it. And that's what my issue was with this episode was it was just watching these people not be able to do a challenge. Cause like you couldn't do it face up. The challenge was to turn it around and nobody got started. Like it took them forever to to find it. So
Brett and Mark also, they thought they had the clue, the cipher words wrong because it was so many repeating gods and words and, you know, all of that.
It didn't sound right.
Yeah. But it was correct. And they left as soon as, they did see a team. They saw Josiah and Alyssa rip open the clue as they
were leaving. Yeah.
And then never saw a team.
No. I also like I didn't notice when they got so far ahead. Like
it was I think it was just because Josiah and Alyssa went for
the express pass. Like I guess, but they had like a 40-minute lead or 23-minute lead, right?
Yeah, it was only 23 over Jonathan and Anna, which is crazy that like they dipped so far behind.
And then Alyssa and Josiah were how far ahead of Mark and Brett?
They left at 7:34. Brett and Mark left at 8:10. So like 40.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I guess that was it. But yeah, I mean, they cleared them. Like they were so far ahead.
Then Jonathan and Anna got there and they were with Alyssa and Josiah. Alyssa and Josiah at one point thought the books on the wall were going to help them climb up the ladder.
The ladder was my favorite part because they were like, what's this ladder? And Josiah was like, oh yeah, we got it. We figured it out. And then it was like, yeah, there's nothing up there.
It's the ladder. If we yell out to someone out there, they're going to tell us to flip it over. But Jonathan and Anna actually figure it out first. And the way that some of the teams were on the benches, it was a lot more beneficial to be separate slash in the back row. Some teams wanted to be like closer to the book, but it was definitely more beneficial to be in the back row because then you could hide how you solved everything. So Jonathan and Anna flip it over and they decipher the clue and Josiah and Alyssa are still like, I have no clue what's going on. They haven't even attempted anything. And then once Jonathan and Anna get it, they tell Josiah and Alyssa to flip it over in good faith and hopes that, you know, one future leg, it kind of gets repaid for them.
We saw a lot of that in this episode. And Alyssa and Josiah ended up jumping Jonathan and Anna.
Yeah, they kept like ping-ponging back and forth with each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when they got to the sculpture garden, Jonathan was like, they beat us. How'd they beat us? We got passed up.
You guys got lost. He was,
he was descending back into...
Well, when they started the episode, he was like, we could have had the express pass. And I was like,
yeah. And she was like, what do we do? And he was like, why are you even asking? What is that even a question? I was like, just say no and move on, bro. Like, just.
Yeah. Han and Holden get to the cipher. Melinda and Erica shortly follow them. And they decide, let's work together because we have one team behind us. But here comes little Jack and Carson into the cipher library. And they actually figure it out because they just go, But as they do that, Han is kind of like looking over his shoulder. And so he sees it and they solve the clue kind of with, Holden looks over his shoulder. Han then like holds up the clue every time they like solve a word. She holds it up for him to write it down. And then, so they almost like double cross in trying to be like, I don't know, fair, they pull like a weird double cross switcheroo, because then they go, once Melinda and Erica try and check their random grouping of letters, Han and Holden are like, we actually figured it out. It's blah, 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 blah. And they talk to Jack and Carson, and then they get it correct. Jack and Carson are about to get it correct. And they're like, we're going to tell them, though, that they have to flip it over. And the beginning half of the phrase.
Yeah. And they're like, why would you do that? Like,
it's like, it's your race, I guess, that you're sabotaging. We're going to go. Goodbye.
Yeah. And it was also funny when Han and Holden were looking for help, and they went to Jack and Carson, and they're like, well, you guys are helping them, so we're not going to help you. And Han and Holden were like, no, we're not helping. We didn't help them at all. We said we would, but we didn't. Yeah. They're like, oh, okay.
And Jack and Carson are like, why would you go back and help them? This is your race to lose right now. Like, you are in no position to be able to help someone, because it's your neck on the line right now.
Right. What's the benefit of that? Like, I get the second and third place teams helping each other, but second to last, I mean, suppose they come out right afterwards, right? And then, you know, you never know what could happen. You could get stuck on the train or whatever. Like,
yeah,
they were never going to figure it out. Melinda and Erica were never, like, Phil would have come to the library at closing time. They would still be there. They weren't going to get it. So it was fortunate for them that they didn't have any issues getting to the pit stop.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're also thinking, like, if it's a run, that they'll be able to outrun.
Yeah, which, sure.
Too.
So and I guess we still, by the way, I'm just saying this, we still have a roadblock in between now and then.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
We still haven't even gotten to the roadblock.
Because there's so much root info to get
through. So much root info. The whole episode was root info.
I mean, obviously, some things are going on. It's just so much easier to talk like this happened than this happened, rather than like, all right, so after Jonathan and Anna leave the library, we go over to the roadblock with Bret Hart. But no, we have to go to the sculpture garden for some reason, and then we head to the roadblock. And who wants to step back in time? My thought was also dance.
Yeah, so step.
First thought was me. I know you love to dance, Kyle, but also I feel like you could do this dance too. Like, I feel like this is pretty simple, because it was just like foot movement. It wasn't like such big, like they were guiding you almost, and like where you had to like move across the floor.
Mm-hmm. I haven't kept track of how many we each have done. Okay, like, it's been a while since I've done one,
but you could do it.
I could definitely do it.
Yeah, you'd be a dancing fool out on the
right. I'd actually learn how to do it properly.
Mark was so happy when it was a performance-based thing, because he wasn't held back by anybody. He could just learn what he needed to learn and get it done. And he did, like, first shot. As far as we know, that was his first shot. Got it done and out of there. And that was just wild to see, like, how much he excelled in that. And that's, like, that's pretty scary for the other teams. Not that they saw it, but, like, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, very scary. I mean, Brett and Mark are my bandwagon team now, remember? So I'm just very happy with this leg.
Josiah did this, and I was kind of surprised that Josiah did it, because I feel like this is something that Alyssa could also do. And, you know, some teams, and Anna did this one, like, they strategically place their roadblocks in, like, you know, Melinda could do this one. It wasn't insanely physical, where, like, I don't know. I feel like Josiah doing this could maybe bite them in the butt, but I feel like they're decently equal on roadblocks.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Then we have Jack did it on accident.
Yeah, which I had to say, like, Jack hasn't been bad. I don't think he struggled in any of these challenges. Like, I don't know why they, as a team, think Carson is so much better at all these things. Maybe he is, but, like, I haven't seen any. Carson is just
more of the performer. So, yeah. Like, it was something more, like, strategic-based for a, like, a history, like, they what they thought it was.
Right, then Jack would have
been good for that. Something like that, but.
Yeah, but also, I remember they were talking about, like, let's get some roadblocks in for Jack so that if we need to, like, catch up, like, Carson can do it real fast. Well, this was that time when they needed to catch up, and Jack did it anyway. So, you know, it didn't matter. They did fine. Like, Jack did it.
Alyssa, really, Josiah and Anna were there at the same time and then had left. And then Jack, Han, and Melinda also were there at the same time. Jack leaves first, Han leaves second, Melinda leaves third here. I almost thought they almost got me with Han and Holden and Melinda and Erica. One thing, like Han and Holden knowing where the church was, but they knew where, you know, the sculpture garden was before. So I thought they would get like some navigational issues, but we don't really know how long it took Melinda to do the dance.
Yeah, me neither. But I do, maybe I was hearing things, but like when Melinda and Erica were going to the roadblock, they were like, there's Han and Holden. Did you hear that?
Yeah, when they were like rounding the cathedral or whatever, they were like, oh, there's Han and Holden. I thought Han and Holden were still going to be on the map, but maybe they saw them check in and then just strolled and they just brought Han and Holden.
Yeah, they were probably like, wait here. Because I was selfishly, like, you know, bad thing, but I was hoping that Melinda and Erica would get there first.
I know.
Assess the penalty, because I do like some good drama. And so
Amazing Race doesn't give us much for drama. This is not that kind of reality.
For something like that to happen.
I mean, because so I just came off of a rewatch of season 22, and this is where Chuck and Wynonna did the detour or route info. I think it was route info wrong, and they like just rolled these cheese wheels down the hill and didn't use the sled properly, so they were assessed a penalty, and that led Joey and Megan to be able to check in at the pit stop before their penalty was up, and then Chuck and Wynonna were out. So it, I was like, oh, are we gonna get that here? Interesting. But it never it never happened. And like we were saying before, Phil was just like, you check that clue.
Yeah. So- Oh, that's like, funny.
I almost wish it was a bonus scene. Like we got it on social or something like that, where it's like Phil talked to them like after they were checked in, they did all the whole spiel. And then Phil was like, hey, just so you know, you guys also, if you came here a half hour earlier, you still wouldn't have checked in.
Yeah.
Brett and Mark, though, got $7,500 each. Insane. That's a some huge good payday. Money.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's no $1 million, but it's still like, if you're not going to win, hey, like.
Yeah. I mean, we'll take it.
I'll take some cash.
And they also won a couple of legs ago as well. So they've already got something else, you know.
Yeah, like a trip or something. I forget.
A trip. Han and Holden are the only team left who haven't come in first yet. So they're the only ones who could leave empty-handed.
We saw them kind of revert back a little bit into their bickering because, as far as we know, they didn't have an advantage.
Well, Han, when they got to the cipher, she was like, I do word puzzles all the time. Like, I do the, you know, and I was like, here it is again. It was not a real advantage, but it was funny where she was like, oh, I do word puzzles. And I was like, oh, here's something else that they can do.
Yeah, right. If they aced it, then I would have been like, okay, this tracks. But I think, I mean, we got to be looking at a Han and Holden elimination next episode.
It's got to be. It's got to be. They are so, like, credit to them for staying. Like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but they've overstayed their welcome in a way. Like, they're on borrowed time.
Because
I feel like they should have been. Well, you know what I mean? Like, again, credit to them for making it all the way up here. But I feel like the other four teams are in such a clear tier above them in terms of how they've done.
They also didn't get any advantages on challenge.
Yeah. So we'll see next week. Maybe they're like professional pizza makers or something. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like they're, yeah, it's going to be a blowout. Maybe I'll be surprised, but I'd love to be surprised, but I just see
we'll
a clear.
See. I just hope Jack and Carson don't get eliminated next week. I think it would be hard. It's just they're in the back of the pack. And when you're in the back of the pack, it's sometimes hard to, well, I mean, heck, they surpassed two teams and they were in like an hour
3 hours
plus a deficit. So
yeah, hopefully the times are a little closer in this episode.
I mean, Han and Holden were 9:47. Carson and Jack were 11:15. Like, that's insane.
It's an hour and a half. That's crazy.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens next week. Was there a spoiler in the preview to what advantage or twist or whatever was getting thrown our way this week?
No, I don't. Well, I don't recall seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right,
maybe
well,
it'll just be regular
next
old
week.
Like, yeah.
Well, maybe because the express pass is out, then that is like the twist.
That's
that
it. Yeah.
Someone can, you know, bump the detour or roadblock. Who knows? But
yeah. And we have five teams left and we have four episodes left. So it seems.
Five teams, four episodes.
Four legs at least. I don't know.
Because, well, the final leg is run with three teams.
Yeah. So I don't know.
There's probably a mega leg.
Probably. I mean,
episode is the mega leg where they're at the end of it. It's like, JK, you're still racing.
Yeah. So then it's like five until episode 10, then four in episode 11, and then three in episode 12. And then that'll work out. So,
all right.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's the twist, everyone. We're predicting it now. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you everyone for watching and or listening. And we will see you next week with another episode of The Amazing Race. Goodbye, everyone.